Okay.
Alrighty, we're back. Oh man. We're back and winging it this time.
Mm-hmm. No topics, because last time our topics...
Topics lasted approximately 5 minutes. Alright. Now, Dendo, are you aware of H3H3 and Drama Alert beef?
Honestly, I'm not. No, I don't. I don't have the effort to actually... No, I'm not.
Nice. Well, basically, H3H3 made an exposed video on Keemstar. And basically, in that video, he told... he kind of called out G Fuel for sponsoring him after all the bad stuff he's done. Which then, a lot of people were like, yo, nah, that shit ain't good, because, now that opens up an opportunity for people to target people's sponsors to drop them, which means which means some people who are funded and get their money off YouTube from their sponsors, if they do one thing wrong or do something wrong to a community, they can target their sponsors and just ruin their income, like...
Shit.
Yeah, and now Keemstar wants to box, H3H3.
You are... Man, I don't want to see two 40-year-old men fighting.
You want me to send the video of him calling him out?
Okay, how long is it?
I'm not sure, Keemstar...
I don't want to see two 40-year-old men, fighting, man. I just don't want to see it. Because, do you know how, KSI and Logan, they had a lot of backlash from the boxing community because a lot of people thought they weren't taking it serious enough, right?
Yeah.
Some shit like this comes up. It's like, what the they're going to get triggered. I'm going to trigger it for the sport. It's going to be messed up.
Here it is. I sent it to you.
Okay. Let's get to zero, boy. I want to see this. There's no way Keemstar is actually being serious here. What do you think of Keemstar, by the way?
He's alright. I don't mind him. I know he's done some shit in the past, but
to be honest, I've never found H3H3 funny.
I actually did watch H3H3 for a solid while. Okay, so you're number one?
Yep.
I'm in zero. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. No, oh, fuck's sake, it didn't play.
Did not work. God fuck, damn it.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Ethan Klein! Okay, enough is it. First of all, this new video is absolute trash. What's next? You gonna come and bring on, the kid I got into a fight with in the fifth grade? Is he coming up with his story? How Keemstar's a horrible dude? Look, enough is enough, okay? You're old, okay? I'm old. We're old. We're both of us are completely out of shape, all right? But there's one thing that's in common with us. We're both petty, and we're both revengeful, and this is never going to end. You know it, and I know it. We're going to hate each other until the end of time. Let's turn this into something good, okay?
Let's get
in shape, and let's get in a goddamn ring. I don't even care if I lose. I just want to hit you. Just once, legally, right? In a boxing
what
ring.
What the fuck?
And I'm sure you want to do the same. Dude, I love money. You obviously love money. Your whole career has been you just being greedy. We'll probably each make $5 million each by doing this. Let's get in the ring. Oh. I don't care if it's a year. If you need a year to get in shape, I don't care if it's tomorrow either. Whatever you want to call it, let's get in the ring. Let's get a hold of Danza, set it up.
Danza?
Set it up.
This is Danza?
I hit you so bad legally. Of course, legally. This is not
legally.
A
of course, legally.
I gotta be legally. Clear because this will get spun real quick. The master of spinning narratives. But guys, if you want to see a Keemstar versus H3H3 boxing match, retweet the fuck out of this. Ethan, man the fuck up. Again, I don't want to hear you're out of shape. I don't want to hear any of this stuff because I am too. Completely out of shape.
Yeah, it's over there.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Come on.
I don't think I want to see that. No one wants to see that, honestly.
Oh, man.
The KSI and Logan fight was good because they were both, KSI was already athletic because of Joe Weather fight, and Logan has always been athletic, so this is like a common ground for them.
Yeah.
Boxing for Keemstar and Heihachi, it no way a common ground.
Yeah, they should just play chess.
Yeah. I would love to see a 1v1 on chess.
Come on, let's go. Oh my god.
Also, at the same time, I just feel like boxing, I love to see it on YouTube. It's one of the greatest times on YouTube, but I just don't feel like that solves anything. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, go
ahead. Logan Paul and KSI, I don't know whether they've settled their beef now, but, like, did you see how Logan was, like, promoting KSI's new album?
Yeah, stuff,
for people to go buy it.
I was talking to someone the other day, and I'm like, dude, I really want to see JJ and Logan on a video together, man. How sick would that be?
Yeah, that would actually be pretty good.
That'd be epic. But I think he'd do it until, like, the Jake stuff sent over, at least.
Yeah.
But I was saying, for Cody, do you remember when the Dora Brothers called out Cody Cole to fight?
Yeah.
I think, I don't know if you brought up this point, but I definitely thought of this point. It's like, when a boxing match doesn't solve shit, you can be the most horrible person in the world, right? And apparently, if you win a boxing match between the other person, you're suddenly redeemed.
Yeah.
You can literally go and kill 5 people, but if you win a boxing match, you're fine.
Sake. Also, on the topic of KSI's new album, what do you think of it?
I like it. At first, I didn't. It's definitely one of the albums which took a while. Do you know the songs which you need to listen to it twice?
Yeah.
Actually, like that was it. It was definitely that for me.
I mean, my favorite from the album, it's either Domain or Millions. I'm not sure.
Have you seen both of those in drama?
Yeah, I know. No, but I bought the album, actually.
Like, I know. Yeah. I know you did.
It's good. I liked it, personally.
No, I'm laughing because everyone at school's like, yo, Zach actually bought the album. Yeah. Actually.
What's bad about that? Come on, man. Mm. Leave me alone.
For one of my favorite albums, Death Race for Love, by Juice WRLD, that's pretty much what I said. I would love to have, like, a... You know those old school records?
Yeah.
Like, with the fucking record inside and, like, the fucking poster on top. I think that, like, if I collect one of those, I feel like I want to start collecting those. Like, that seems sick.
Wait a minute.
My god. Okay. Yeah, Zach, can I bring up something that happened yesterday?
What happened yesterday? I can't remember what happened yesterday.
Your finger, man. Your finger.
Oh, my fucking god. Alright. So, yesterday, we have a class that's design and technology. And basically, one of our friends made, like, a ring. Or was making a ring. And, like, he hadn't sanded the inside of this ring at all.
Oh.
And, like, it was perfect size for, like, his ring finger. So, I'm like, yo, let me try this ring on. So, I tried on my ring finger. And I'm like, fits, it's fine. And then I'm like, hey, let me try it on my middle finger. Because, you know, I'm dumb. So, I put it on. And it goes on really easy. It's fine. And then I'm like, So, I gotta pull it off. And it doesn't move. I'm like, and I'm like,
to clarify,
I'm tugging as hard as I can, and it's not coming off. So then,
to clarify, Zach's inside, like, he said the inside wasn't sand. If you don't know what that means, the inside wasn't, like, fully.
Still rough, and it, like,
it's had rough
shards inside. Of metal. So then, I had, like, 2 people holding onto the ring while I was pulling back on it, and it was pulling, like, the skin off my finger, and eventually we had to go to the bathroom and get soaked.
I was laughing the whole time. I was not worried about how you were feeling. I was just cracking up.
There was solid 10 people walking into the bathroom, and we got soap, lubed up the finger, and then and one of our friends was just pulling on the finger. It hurt so bad. But like, they eventually like budged and got off. But like, it's left marks on my finger. And it hurt like a lot.
No, Nick literally told the teacher that we're about to go to Lubin.
No, but also, as we were saying, so we're in the bathroom.
By the way, for audio listeners, there was a cut there.
Yeah, of course, you can tell. Dad walked in, bloody, started just staring at me. I'm like, what do you want? But anyway, basically, they've lubed up my finger with, soap, and then, like, it manages to come off, and, like, it really, really fucking hurt. Like, it hurt a lot. But it got it off anyway. But, like, not even, a week before that, like, I'd hurt the same hand.
Oh, yeah.
Because, so, our other friend, which we mentioned in the podcast last time, Jaden, he was over at my house, and we were...
kissing.
We went for a bike ride. No, what? What the hell? What the hell is wrong with you? No. So, we were like, we went for a bike ride, and we like were across this track, and there was like this bush area. So we went through and went to a river, and we just started walking along this river, and then we decided to like... instead of going back along the bank, because Jaden fell into the water, and he's filled up with water.
Did he actually fall into water?
Yes, he fell in.
How?
I don't know, his boot slipped in and it filled up with water. But, so we decided to just go through the bush. And as I'm going down this hill, I slip, and I put my hand out to stop myself, and this thorn, or it's just something stabs into my hand. Ah. I'm like, oh, shit. And it hurt like a bitch. But anyway, I look and I just see this black thing poking out of this hole in my hand. So I'm like, ah, shit. So I ride the bike home with one hand. Then when I get home, I grab tweezers and I pull it out, right? Mm. But like, it doesn't hurt that much after I pull it out. Like, it hurts like I've been stabbed. But then apparently this thorn has poison, right? So later that night, we were at a party. Like, all of us were at a party.
Yeah.
And I could not use my hand. Like, I couldn't scrunch it past. Yeah, like, I couldn't give anyone a handshake, like, a fist bump or anything.
Oh, by the way, this is the party that I was invited to, and I was invited to, actually. Let's go.
Yeah. He ended up getting invited. But, yeah, I couldn't properly close my hand or open my hand fully, because, like, it, like, paralyzed it, like, the nerve or something. Like, it hurt a lot. But anyway, it's, like, fine now. I can open my hand and everything. It just still kind of hurts where it stabbed me. But, yeah, you want to talk about anything, Dendo?
Yes, I want to talk about Rory's box jump, because I missed that.
Oh, my God.
My friend Rory did a box jump in DNT.
Okay, in design and technology, our friend Rory, he, like, tried to box jump on this, like, table thing. But, like, these tables have, like, a metal outside edge. So when he tried to box jump, his feet slipped and, like, his shins smashed on the metal. And then he couldn't walk properly for the rest of the lesson. And he's got, like, this bruised shin, and it looked like it hurt a lot. Like, I ain't even gonna lie, man.
Yeah, that's
shit would've hurt. Oh, bruh.
My experience of it was I was laser cutting, and the teacher was there with me. Because obviously Roy would do some dumb stuff when the teacher's not there. Or when I'm not there, to tell him not to do it. This other teacher comes in, and she just goes, okay, tell sir what you did, Rory. And then Rory, like, you know, oh, fuck, goddamn movie, dude. Goes like, so I tried to box jump, and it didn't work. Our D&T class is scuffed, because, like, from what you guys hear, it sounds like we didn't do any work, but surprisingly,
yeah, we actually do though.
We do get a lot. I feel like I get a lot of stuff done there.
Yeah, like, it's surprising the amount of work we actually get done when we want to.
Yeah, like, you want to build.
But like, what?
You want to put blades into a glove?
Okay, so for any of you who like watch horror movies, or have heard of Nightmare on Elm Street, which is very popular. horror movie franchise. I wanted to make Freddy's glove, which, you know, has, like, knives on the fingers. And at first, our teacher said, yeah, that's fine. But then when I re-mentioned that it had blades just to double check, he's like, no, are you dumb?
Like, what? No, he literally did go, no, are you dumb?
Yeah. And I'm like, no, no, no. So then I'm like, damn, I really wanted to make it. So then I thought, I big brain played it. I went, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make the whole glove. I'm going to make everything on it except the blades. I'll submit just the glove, like the metal parts and everything, because it has to be a wearable piece of jewelry, quote unquote. And then later at home, I'll use the blades and I'll weld them on. So then I have my own prop and I've done my D&T assessment. That's a big brain play.
And plus on that, you can go on a murder spree now. If you ever, if you want.
I can. I can. You better cut that out of the audio of the nation. Police knocking my door. excuse me. God damn.
And for everyone in the D&T class, please send this to the teacher real quick.
Yeah.
We have gotten to you. Well,
no, please. Alright.
Update, I still haven't uploaded.
Hurry up, bro.
Also, no, I'm recording this weekend, so that's good.
Also, Dendo's transferring Dead by Daylight across to his SSD.
I'm not.
So, probably next week. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Hey, Alexa. So, set a reminder to transfer Dead by Daylight.
Right, why don't you transfer it now? Just
because I'm recording,
now.
Bro.
So probably okay, next week it I'll won't be. You at 10 PM. Yo, can you shut up, Google, bruv? Like, gonna interrupt us, man.
It's Amazon.
Oh, Amazon, rich kid.
Rich kid, do you know how much Google's cost compared to my Alexa Mini, bro?
Millie.
Yeah, no, it costs Millie. That's why.
Millie. Okay, yeah. So we might not do a podcast next week, depending if Dinesh remembers to.
Depending if I remember.
Yeah, so it'll probably be a video of us playing Dead by Daylight.
Pretty cool, if you ask me.
Exciting. Yeah, it seems pretty dank, not gonna lie.
Well, what else is there to talk about? Let's go on a rant, man. I feel like a rant.
What's your rant about, buddy?
I feel like pedophiles are innocent.
Gee.
Imagine I dropped that. Imagine I just dropped that.
Right, nah, you gotta censor that shit. You gotta censor that shit.
No, I don't even have to censor pedophiles, man. No. I don't censor nothing, man. Yeah, you type in to censor it. People get you. Oh, I like that. Okay, yeah. I like that very much. Okay, I'm excited.
Alright, you're fine. You get to do it because, you know, you have a reason.
I do? Don't fucking...
No, you were laughing the whole time, so...
No, bro! Okay, whatever, man. People getting offended over other people's behalf.
That's on, what you mean not over?
On other people's behalf. you know, how do I fucking start this, man? I feel like everyone knows, you know, people out there who literally just get offended because for some reason they like to get offended for other people. And
cancel culture.
Like, cancel culture. Oh, I hate cancel culture. Unless they've killed someone or something. I hate that. I hate cancel culture. I don't think what your past tweets, videos from you in the past, because people learn and grow every goddamn day, should literally determine the rest of your career. I just don't. I think like that's the most dumbest thing ever.
Okay, continue on.
Anyway, do I try to say the story? Are we going with that?
Nah,
hey, well, basically, we all have those friends, who literally get offended for other people's behalf, right? Who, how to find, yeah, let's say, a sexist comment was made towards, as a joke, as the intent was a joke, towards someone, towards a sex, obviously, no shit.
the way, Frederick.
And obviously the person that which was targeted to, as a joke, took it as a joke, but there's someone out there who didn't take it as a joke, and it has nothing to do with them. It wasn't even intended for them, and but they still take it and get offended over that, which I find very, very, very immature. I feel like
it's just annoying because the person who they're saying it to, it could be a joke. Like I could say something to Dinesh as a joke, and then the other, like some person who overheard it gets offended for Dinesh. And Dinesh is like, man, I don't even care, bro. If it was a joke, and like, nah, that's so dog. Why would you say that?
And it's,
like,
it's
annoying.
It's like, insane because you think like this stuff. Yeah, you think this stuff happens over the internet. Like, this literally happens to people tweeting, like, you know, publicly in the internet, this thing would happen in. But, no, it doesn't. There's people out there which you can't say anything that's more than, like, you know what I mean? They'll find a reason to get offended over anything, which is insane, which is a lot like the internet. But there's people out there, if you say anything that's a bit, I don't know, a bit, not even on the line, but, like, you know, close to getting over the line or whatever, they'll get offended by that. And it has nothing to do with them. At all.
It's very, very annoying.
And some people are just on self. In a way, some people aren't self-aware. They do that. but you know, because that has happened to one of our friends recently. I think that's what I want to say.
Yes.
And I've talked to him personally, and he's like, "Nah, I didn't mean anything. We literally, it was." It was a joke about, like, some racist stuff, and I talked, and we have a friend, it's like a friend,
who is
a part of the race, and who was, like, the joke was meant for, and he laughs it off, he's, it's funny to him, but someone who, like, is not, you know what I mean, who was it intended the joke to be about, or for, is offended on behalf of him, which, yeah.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's just how, like, I don't know, some people have that nature just to, like, want to defend other people, but I mean, if the person doesn't care, then there's nothing to be defended from, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. If the person doesn't care, or, like, you know, it's like, in a way, it's like, how, I don't know. Anyway, let's fucking move on. It's like, just sent me a fucking message about why we should move on. So let's move on, right?
Anyway, so... Oh, what is... What other stuff is there to talk about?
Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
I don't know. I don't consider myself any. Because I do like to talk to people outside of school.
Yeah. I feel like being in Discord doesn't count as, like, an extrovert, does it? I don't think it does.
No.
Nah.
Like, meeting new people. Do you enjoy meeting new people,
no.
Oh, have you heard about, Tana... What's her name?
Monjo?
Yeah, I don't know. But, she's making an OnlyFans.
She's made OnlyFans, boy! I mean, not that I don't know.
But, hey, come on, Dando. Don't act like you ain't subscribed to that.
Subscription is free. Oh, wait.
Wait, really?
Yeah, but, like, I had to pay extra.
Let me pin that for real quick.
It's free, but I had to pay extra to actually see the content, though. Like, to see the post. But, apparently she's made 500k of OnlyFans already, dude.
Wait, what?
Yes!
Oh,
500k impulsive. It's been so impulsive. She's made around 500k of impulsive. Of OnlyFans. Oh my gosh. God.
That's a lot.
To be fair, but like, the people she made 500k, like, now, it doesn't mean it'll last because there's always a hype around it for the first off, the first place.
Yeah.
But she could definitely continue on that for the rest of her life and live good. God it. Damn, bro. Nah, I feel like, nah. Dude, I never said, like, my views on OnlyFans last time, did I?
Oh yeah, you asked what my views were on OnlyFans.
Never said mine though, because you don't care about me, do you?
Yeah, what's your views on it?
I mean, Who was talking to this? Oh, actually, the thing was, my friend, I can't say his name, but our friend, he was like, he just said, like, girls don't have any respect for their bodies if they're OnlyFans. My fucking, I feel like, my response is, they can do whatever the fuck they want, man. I think if they're going,
that's what
into,
I said.
Yeah, I think if they're going into it with a good purpose and like with a good mindset, like you know how people do get into porn OnlyFans because of
abuse
and all that. But if they literally get into it just to show their bodies, like you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're not in from abuse or anything. I don't mind it honestly. I don't think it's like disrespecting themselves. I mean
they can do what they want. Be honest.
I mean if I had sexy body. I was a female, I mean, and I was 18 plus, okay, fucking nonsense out there. I don't know where I'd be, honestly.
What the fuck, Dinesh?
Can we talk about TikTok for a bit, man? Let's talk about TikTok for a bit, bro. TikTok's taking over the place, man. There's people doing TikToks, which is so funny to me, because back in the day when I just did YouTube videos, they were like, HA! YOU MAKE VIDEOS! Now everyone and their mothers are making TikToks, bro. No cap. My mom's making TikToks.
Wait, what?
Nothing. She has it private, okay? Zach, before you say anything, it's private. And it's
yeah, send it through. Send it through. Let me see.
Sending it through, man. It's like...
Send it through. Let me see.
It's just all this goddamn brown, like... not Indian, but just brown shit. Like, yeah. It's like scenes from brown movies, bro. She's just... What? Yeah.
Why?
I don't mean, what do you mean, why? Maybe because she knows the language? Why? Oh, wait, my thing's already going. Wait, gotta start that back again.
God damn it.
No, it's okay. Let's cut the fuck out. Okay, I'm back. Go back. I don't know what I'm touching.
Alright. Also in DVD,
mm-hmm.
They released the new chapter, or have announced the new chapter.
Yes.
Pyramid Head. Yeah, Pyramid Head.
How's that?
Have you seen Silent Hill?
No.
Okay, react to this trailer with me.
I'm not gonna react to Trip fucking hell.
Yes, you are.
fucking hell, hurry up. How long is it? We don't do that long, bro. I swear.
It's 45 seconds.
Okay, let's do it.
I wouldn't send you a bloody 5-minute trailer.
Oh, wait, it's a Dead by Daylight. I thought it's literally a movie trailer. I'm sorry.
No.
Chill.
Okay, you're on zero?
No. Wait.
Why not?
Shut up, bro. Okay, I'm on zero.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Blood and gore, intense violence, strong language,
behavior.
Wow.
Hey, it's Dendo's room right there.
What?
Classroom. What? You love kids?
Shut up, bro. No, we are not making a joke that I'm a nonce. I'm not making a joke about it. This should come back and haunt me, no cap.
See, he's creepy as shit, man.
Bro. Oh, shit. Literally as a pyramid head.
That's why I call him Pyramid Head.
Bro.
That's actually what everyone calls him, Pyramid Head.
But back to the nonce thing real quick. do you know, Stephen Tries, right? It's a joke about him being a nonce, right? Stephen Tries?
I think.
No, there is a joke about him being a nonce.
Okay, I haven't heard.
He did a TikTok commercial a while ago, and they cut his part out because in the fucking in the comments, like, Stephen Tries is a nonce, Stephen Tries is a nonce. Just nonce in the comments. And then he lost his sponsorship because of that.
Wait, really?
Yeah, because there's a meme about him making nonce. So.
Oh, what the hell?
That's bro, TikTok's bullshit. Bro, TikTok's China, man. They don't... Oh, my God.
So,
are you addicted to TikTok, man? I think everyone is.
No, sorry. Not at all.
No, you are, man. Don't lie to me, bro. You are.
How am I addicted to TikTok?
Everyone is addicted to TikTok, man.
I'm not addicted to TikTok.
Everyone is in general, so you must be as well.
No, not at all.
So you don't watch any of the TikToks that I sent you?
You sent me TikToks?
I sent you TikToks on TikTok! You never watched it, bro. That's messed up. That's messed up, dude.
Bruh. I think I might have. I don't know, maybe.
Might have.
Maybe. I might have.
Fuck. Do we have a Marco story good to tell? If I Marco has a story. A Marco story.
Yeah.
We must have some kind of Marco story. Come on.
So, well, yeah, it's our fallback.
Marco's our fallback.
I don't know. Do we have any stories?
We have so much stories. We just can't remember, though. That's how this podcast works.
Yeah, bro, we have so many. We could just constantly talk about
recruit.
Oh, man.
Bro,
Mitchell, man. Never coming to school.
Mitchell never coming to school? Yeah, there's a server that I'm in, and his literal nickname is Homeschool.
Bruh, he's in... Oh, my God. Bruh, I swear.
Mitchell, if you're watching this, never gone. Get your ass to school, because do you know why, motherfucker? I went from the bottom locker to the top locker. I took all my stuff out of my locker and put it on your locker, because you're never here, so I just took the top locker.
Did you really?
Yes! Because you know how fox trading it is. That I have to go into a bomb locker just knowing that this cunt is at home and he'll never be there. So that locker will always be empty above me. But I can't go up there. So I just move up there.
That's actually a pretty big brain move, man.
It's not a big brain. It's just like, I should have done that at the start. Anyone with a brain at all would have done that.
Fair enough.
Nah, yeah, but I'm up there now. So Mitchell, if you want to do a locker back, man, you're not going to get back no more, man. I'm sorry, bro.
Man, what do you think about the boys having a Getty, like, every week now, man?
I mean, content.
Well.
So I got pissed at me because I chose Marco as a cameraman because he wasn't coming.
Hey, that's dog, bruv. You're dog.
What if you weren't coming, bruv? So I was like, okay, I guess I need a new cameraman, dude.
Nah. That's just hot.
I know Rory's going to watch this, so I'm planning on getting, like, a water gun. This is spray Rory because he didn't let him eat his dog. He didn't meet his dog, so I'm just gonna get a water gun and spray him.
Actually, do you reckon the pool's gonna be open? Like, are we gonna be able to get in the pool?
Oh, no, I feel like this is gonna happen to me because last time I got pushed in the pool and didn't have me in my spare clothes. So I had to wear Rory's pants.
I think I may bring a bag and have, like.
I'm just gonna bring a change of clothes just in case I do get wet or, like, I don't know. So,
no, but, like, why don't we just bring something like board shorts or whatever that we can just. Jump in the pool.
It's cold ass, like, man. I guess I don't know.
So what if it's right, cold, bro?
Yeah, true. So cold.
Yeah, what, are you bitch, man?
Oh my gosh, wait. Real quick, international listeners, dumbass, okay? The restrictions have been eased in Australia, so you could stop fucking.
Yes, yeah. They have been, just so you know. We are not breaking the law.
We're not breaking the law. And if we did.
And it's outside, outside. That too.
What?
That it is outside, so the restrictions are you have to be outside to have
we'll be outside
people.
We'll be outside.
And we are going to be outside even though it's gonna be cold as fuck.
We'll be outside.
Fucking
hell, dude. Nah, but I'm starting to fucking record again this weekend and
gonna actually
what's up?
No. Let's talk about our surprise on how well, like, Spotify our podcast was.
Oh shit! Hey, first podcast episode, it did better than I thought. Cause I literally thought YouTube would get like 10 views max.
Yeah.
Cause like it is a start. It's the first episode on YouTube, and YouTube does not get views like that easily. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
almost got 30, which I think it did get 30. So around 30 views, which is 27 views, which is insane. And Spotify, we got around, I mean, I think 8 or 10 listeners, which is good. Like, it means they listen to most podcasts at least 5 minutes in, which is also good. But average time was actually 40 minutes, which was surprising to me.
Yeah, that was actually really surprising. 40 minutes.
40 minutes was the average time, and... That's how long the podcast was, which is insane, brother.
Actually, it was 45 minutes.
So if you're watching this now, man, comment down, Zach's a nonce.
Nah, hey, you're a nonce. You're the one who said, what did you say earlier in the podcast on
the Nah, intent. Let's go back to intent. Are you getting offended for victims of... I'm the one doing... That's a bad joke.
Okay, nah. Stop, bro, stop. What have you done? No. Just shut up.
Yeah, alright, real quick, are you someone who, let's say, like, someone annoys you, right, and you want to speak up back to them, are you someone who would, or are you someone who, like, could just let it go and be like, I don't know, I can't bother to get into
it. I'm someone who would. Why wouldn't you?
Really? Like,
I'm someone who's like, trying to fish for a comeback, and then I finally think of one, like, after it's already done. Like, and I'm dwelling on, oh, I could have said that to that person.
No, but, like, the thing is, like, I mean, like nothing annoying to you, right? But just, like, just talking shit, just randomly about, it's just someone else, right, whatever, or whatever. And you want to send them back, but, like, you're like, oh, fuck, if I do send them back, it's going to be a whole other fucking, so much effort to, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To become friends again. Because, yeah. I guess the route always happens in high school. That shit.
No, bro.
So I think
everything's just so toxic in high school, man.
Fuck, high school is toxic, though, eh? Look, I'm popular, though.
You're not popular at all, bro.
Bro, I was the most popular kid in school, man. No cap, hey.
Yeah, but you had, like, one friend.
Yeah. 100 friends.
No, one.
Yeah. Do that meme of fucking year 7s being scared of older years?
What?
Do you have that meme of, like, year 7s being scared of older years?
Yeah.
I experienced that. I was working at walking out of Nissan Technology, right? This tiny year 7 kid. I'm not fucking intimidating at all, okay? He just looks up at me like he's fucking terrified of me, dude. And the thing is, I'm not even tall. Neither am I, like, intimidating, bro. I'm a sack of shit, basically.
Yeah, like, Dando's, like, 5'3", and I'm, like, 6', so...
Yeah, because, like, he's the one that's taller.
Yeah, I'm
the one that's taller. I think we just taught how we got height band, do we?
We got height band.
We got talking about the topic about height band on drama, because everyone made fun of him. But, by the way, dude. Zach's not even that short. He's literally, like, average. So, like, I don't
know. Why are you gonna start talking about it again, bro? Shut up.
Oh, bro. Okay, whatever, man. But it's so funny how, like, intimidated your sevens are. Which is insane, because, like, when I was in year 7, I was fucking terrified of everyone. Because I was... No one from my old school came. It's me. Zach was somewhere else. I don't know where the fuck Zach was at the time.
Yeah. When did we actually meet?
I think we'll become friends.
I think
we'll become friends in a week or so. I mean, it's a few months. We'll become actual friends.
What are you talking about, man?
I think we'll actually, like, you know, officially become friends. Maybe in a week, maybe in a few months. So, no.
What the hell do you mean?
I think I'm that close to you yet, so.
Why?
I'm kidding. Nah, but we became friends near, like, year 8. Mid-year 8. I don't know. Even after there. Definitely, like, at the end of year 8. That's definitely.
Yeah. I still remember when I met Daniel. How Caleb introduced me to Daniel.
How the fuck was that?
I don't know. Like, Daniel had, like, no friends.
What the fuck, man?
No, I'm serious. Caleb was his friend, and then he introduced me to him, and I'm like, yeah, he'll do.
He'll do. Nah, I'll help him out. Like, yeah, since you're the most popular kid in the school, yeah?
Who?
You, right? You're the most popular kid in school.
Who is?
You!
How?
I'm what? Kidding. That's a joke, bro. You know when you're popular. I'm more popular than you. No cap, hey.
Yeah, man, what the hell?
Nah, bro, I hate myself back in goddamn year 7, though. You just feel so cringe, eh? And it's weird, because I feel like in a someone's life, right, as they get older, you'll cringe more and more to your past self. I think it's a guarantee, honestly.
Yeah, probably.
Unless you're like a crack addict when you're older, you're a golden child. Oh wait, fucking girl Snapchats, crackhead Snapchats. What do you think about that for a bit?
Oh my!
It's true. It's true. It's a meme about on TikTok, but it's so true. Okay. You can't close up a crack addict. Can't close up a crackhead until you smoke crack. Smoke crack, yeah, you smoke crack. Smoke crack. Bro, yo, can I say, I do not watch horror movies.
No. Why?
I haven't let myself experience horror movies fully yet. So the thing is, I don't think I'll be scared, but, like, as a kid, I watched, like, really... Oh. Oh, you know, yeah.
Terrified.
Now, as a kid, bro, my dad, right? I think there's something called, like, a movie called, like, Shark something, which is really scary, and it's, like, about a fucking shark eating everyone, right? And, my dad's like, oh, that might be a good movie for kids, because it has the word shark, and kids like sharks. We went in there, first scene, it's the girl who gets eaten by the shark. I'm a little 5-year-old who's terrified, man.
What movie is this?
I think it was I remember the movie, too. I'm that traumatized. I think it was, like, Shark Night or something, bro.
Oh, Shark Night.
Is that terrifying? Am I tripping out? What's it rated? It's a horror thriller. Yeah. Shark Night, yeah. Dude. As a 5-year-old, I was terrified, and I've never, ever, ever... Well, I have. We watched the thing. But for a good... Till I was 15, I didn't know watch a horror movie since then.
Wait, so your dad took you to watch Shark Night?
Because my dad's like, oh, that might, it has the word shark in it. And this seems like a fun kids movie. Then I was like, Dad, I don't want to be here anymore. I started crying in the middle of the fucking theater, man.
Wait, did you watch the whole movie?
No, I watched the first scene and I dipped.
What about your dad?
My dad's like, oh, but I paid, bro. I'm like, no. Because I started crying. I started screaming in the middle of the fucking theater. So he was like forced to take me out.
That was 2011. How old are you?
I mean, I was like 11. I'm 16. Yeah, I was 5 years old.
Really?
And I remember being in the theater.
Five? Wait, hold up. I can't math.
I was 5 years old. Jesus. That was 9 years ago, Zach. 16 minus 9 is 5.
Fucking hell.
Do you have a calculator or something, man? You could.
Nah. Bruh. Nah, the first horror movie I watched was Jaws.
How old are you?
5 or 6.
Oh, well, shut the fuck up, man.
No, guaranteed, 100%, no doubt.
No, but no, was that a theater or was that at home?
It was in a theater, even though the movie came out in
1975. Yeah, that's the thing, though. I was in a theater, man, with the sound around me, and like, it's like, you know me. That's so much more fucking terrifying for a 5-year-old than fucking watching it at home.
I got nightmares after I watched it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck no. I used to get nightmares about everything as a kid, bro.
Yeah, no, I used to watch movie trailers and get nightmares.
I still on Bloody Mary. Was a big thing for me. That's a nightmare.
Oh, Bloody Mary, yeah.
The fucking rumors came out of that. Michael Jackson was a big thing for me for nightmares. I'm not kidding.
I still remember...
As a kid, I was so scared of Michael Jackson. So fucking terrified.
I still remember one of my favorite horror movies, Woman in Black. Mm-hmm. I watched the trailer for that and got nightmares.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's why I just don't watch. I think our next episode, I think she's going to more like paranormal shit, yeah? It's creepy shit, I don't know. By that people.
Yeah.
Have you experienced some of that?
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah.
We're closing in on the time.
Damn.
You want to end it here?
Every time before, I'm like, fuck, damn. It's going to take a while. It'll be fun, but it'll take a while. It's like, damn. It does not take a while after all.
Yeah, I know.
I'm saying. Okay.
All right.
Other than that, boys, yo, the goal is to our Spotify. Imagine we both have to find out at the same time. Go listen to our Spotify, boys. I thought we'd do a joke where we both say the outro at the same time. And it'd be like, really weird. I'm not going to do that. Okay, whatever, man. Fuck you. If you listen to Spotify, go to YouTube and vice versa. You can get it on every other app, too. Other than Apple's podcast, because apparently they've been fucking... They don't like us for any reason. Oh, fuck! Oh, my gosh! I had a topic in mind which I didn't fucking bring up. Shit. Okay, it's all right. It's the Joe Rogan $100 million deal one. Whatever, we'll talk about it next time.
Yeah.
We'll talk about next time. But if you're on Spotify, go to fucking YouTube. If you're on YouTube, go to Spotify. Go check out all the links in the description. Yo, that's week 2 of this fucking Cut That podcast. We'll see you in another one. Fuck off.
Yeah, see you next time. Fuck off.